Hello, my name is Ale Contenti. I'm the dev manager for Visual C++.
Hi, I'm Raman Sharma, and I'm a program manager with Visual C++.
Today we are going to show you how you can create great Windows 8 store application using XAML and C++. XAML is a new feature that we introduced in Visual Studio 2012. With XAML, you can have access, you as a C++ programmer, you have access to declarative markup to design your UI, a rich set of pre-built control that flow very well with the Windows 8 Store UI guidelines, and great design and support in both VS and Blend, which are part of the Visual Studio suite. We are going to touch three things during this video. First, we are going to show you the deep integration between XAML, the XAML framework, and Visual Studio. You have a lot of controls there to build applications that are really Windows 8 Store-like. And we also put in a lot of things in our project system, in the IntelliSense. We change a little bit the compiler. We create a, more debugging extension, simulator, everything to make you build a better application. Second, XAML is extensible. You can actually put your UI inside controls or acquire third-party controls. And Raman is going to show you how you can actually integrate a Bingmap control inside the XAML application. Last, we want to show you the power of C++. XAML UI, the entire framework, is a native framework from top to bottom. And so basically, you are C++ all the way. You can use C++ both for compute and for graphics. So for compute, you can throw in your C++ libraries, all the code you already written, or you can mix in also for the GPU and graphics front, you can interact with the DirectX surfaces and mix and match XAML control in DirectX surfaces. So let's jump into the first demo and show you the integration of XAML and the C++ and C++ language. First thing you do is you create a new project, and you see you have at your disposal a bunch of project templates, like the blank project or the grid application, the split application, and you can see more or less how they're going to look like here. So the grid application is a great starting point to actually create a Windows 8 store application like. So we are going to start building these. And while it builds, I'm going to show you a little bit in the Solution Explorer that we have different pages. We have assets where you can put your images. You have a bunch of C++ code underneath that describe what the pages does. And we have some information here about, what the application can do. The application now started. And you can see that it is very Windows 8 friendly. It looks like a real application for consumption. You're going to put content into this. You have navigation, and the application I'm using my fingers is touch-enabled. You can have different views of the data. Another thing that you can do is that the application already know how to dock to the side and create a different layout, depends on the orientation of the tablet or if you dock it to the side or not. So a lot of things are pre-built in this application that are really, really useful, both as a starting point and, as an application you can actually add things. For example, we can add, if you just do add new item, you have a bunch of things here. You can add like new pages to add, more content, or also you can be part of the contracts that Windows 8 have. For example, the search contract we can think. So if we add this application will be searchable from the Windows 8 charm. And, just adding that thing, added a new page, added a bunch of code, changing things in the package manifest. For example, you can see here that now we are part of the search contract. And as the application run, the application per se is the same, but now if you start searching inside the Windows 8, you can actually select the application and search inside the application. And this is the page that we actually added. So this was just a taste of what you can do. And now Raman is going to show you how you can add third-party controls to your application, especially the Bing Maps application.
XAML has a rich ecosystem of content and control developers. You as an app developer can take advantage of a number of third-party XAML controls. And we are going to look at an example of how to use a XAML control inside your app. So what I have here is an empty project. It is just an empty XAML file. And we're going to add a XAML control called the Bing Maps control to this app. So in order to do that, we'll go to the reference manager. And inside Add New References, we'll add a reference to the Bing Maps control and say OK. And this Bing Maps SDK is something you can get for free from the Bing Maps API website. Now, just by adding a reference to the SDK, You can use the control inside your project, both at design time and at runtime. So if I bring up this UI and go to the toolbox, I can actually drag the map control onto my UI. And you get the live visualization of how the map would look like inside your UI. And now we're going to set a few properties so that this map control appears properly inside your app. So the number one thing I'm going to do is give it a nice name, like my map. And then we're going to go to the layout and make sure we change the horizontal and vertical alignment so that the map appears on the entire screen. And then the third thing is we're going to look for a property called credentials, and we're going to set this property to this developer key that is required for you if you want to use the Bing Maps SDK. And you can also get this key from the Bing Maps website. If I run the app right now, you'll see that we see the map on the main UI. If I run the app, we see this Bing Maps control with all the interactivity built in. And since this is a control that needs to take care of a lot of information, it has been written using C++ and DirectX. And you can also do something like finding the current location so that the Bing Map control can zoom into your current location. So that's an example of using a XAML control inside your app. Another very powerful aspect of using XAML with C++ is that you can also use DirectX inside the same app, so that not only you can get the flexibility of the XAML framework, but you can also get the power of DirectX along with it. So one such app that does that is the FreshPaint app that has been created by a team within Microsoft and is available for free inside the Windows 8 store. So if I create a new painting, I'm presented here with a drawing surface and a toolbox. On the drawing surface, I can do regular paintings. And if I right-click on the canvas, the toolbox comes down. Now, this toolbox is nothing but a heavily customized version of the Windows 8 app bar concept, which has been customized to fit the needs of an artist scenario. You can notice transitions like this color panel coming down and selecting a few colors in the color picker, going back. So all these transitions are nothing but XAML animations, whereas if you try to mix a few colors in the central mixing surface area here, all this rendering is actually done using DirectX. So actually, let's go back to the code of this particular app and look at how some of the elements look like in the Visual Studio Designer. So you'll probably notice that this is the same control that we saw in a demo earlier, open in the Visual Studio Designer. You'll notice that this control is nothing but a complex XAML file, which actually composes a number of other individual controls together. And if you click on some of these controls, you'll notice that at the bottom, you see the actual definitions of some of those controls. So let's go back to the app now. And onto the main painting surface, you can actually do some more painting. If I zoom into this painting surface, you'll notice a lot of high fidelity detail around how the surface looks like and how the shadows look like and how the reflections on the paint look like. And you'll also notice that if you paint on an existing color, there is smudging happening. So this app actually contains a lot of modeling of real world artist scenarios, like the interactions happening between the brush and the surface. The computation for all these models has been done using the GPU. And the rendering for this painting surface is also done using the DirectX. And as you'll probably notice that these undo and redo buttons at the bottom are actually XAML controls, which have been laid on top of the DirectX surface. So using XAML really provides you a lot of flexibility in terms of where you want to use DirectX and where you want to use XAML.
This was a great app. It was an amazing app. We just show you how you can create great Windows 8 store app using both XAML and C++. We show you the deep integration between XAML and Visual Studio. We show you how you can extend XAML with third-party controls or with your own controls. And we show you the power of C++, how you can use C++ on the compute side and on the graphics side to actually create amazing experience like this one. We hope you enjoyed this video, and thank you for watching.